Hello, hello. Again, with just me, Metzko, and Seven.
Hi.
We are again here, just us two. Presumably, the last episode where Psycho is not here.
And the last episode that I have to fill in for her.
Yeah, so today we are going to do something that Psycho and me already did, but Seven did not do. He is going to thrash my opinions about my highest scored anime.
Yeah.
Because he doesn't have in my anime list.
Yeah, I just remember everything.
Who has time to do that? Okay, let's begin.
Okay.
You probably have seen most of the anime that I've seen, yeah?
Yes.
Okay. So, Fullmetal Alchemist Brotherhood, I think that's a 10 out of 10.
Yeah, pretty much like it's close to 10. 9 close to 10. I'm very, very interested in animation, and it wasn't like there was like the co fighting choreography in Fullmetal Alchemist was not that well animated.
Considering when it aired, it was pretty good.
Yeah, but Naruto aired before that on the fight Gaara versus Rock Lee was amazing.
True.
And Naruto versus Sasuke also aired before Fullmetal Alchemist Brotherhood, I think.
The first one at the waterfall, I
Yes.
don't remember the name.
You mean the Valley of the End?
Valley of the End, right.
Yes.
Okay. Then Hunter Hunter. 10 out of 10.
Yeah, I can get jiggy with that.
Attack on Titan.
I wouldn't say a 10 out of
I
10.
would give it a 10 out of 10 because the entire series is from start to finish planned out before it even aired. Attack on Titan, in my opinion, 10 out of 10.
Well, let's dissect it for me.
Animation is premium. Storyline, storytelling, and the lack of plot holes is premium.
Characters are kind of garbage.
They are understandable characters in the setting they are in.
Well, I don't think so. Like, they have this lack of. It's like if they live in this world for the first time. Like, it comes to me like. It was like 100 years that you live in this world,
Yeah.
right? So some things should feel more natural to them.
Like
For instance, the Titans. Yeah, most people didn't see them, but the threat of Titans were always there, and they shouldn't like shit their pants and freeze like fucking goats that hear the loud noise. Like, there should be a procedure that should be tested at all times. Like, they are very like in a realistic setting, they are very, very badly prepared for in case a Titan breakthrough.
Okay, number one, it was only a century.
Yes, but
And
it was
most.
a century.
Yes, but you have to think about, they didn't know anything about Titans. The only thing they figured out was how to cut their neck.
Yeah, but there should always be a safety procedure. Like, it just
And they're primitive. You have to look at their
I don't
technological.
mean they need like super high-tech things, but there should be a procedure that should be a mandatory test, like a fire drill. Like in Naruto, like they train for every situation. In for instance, in case the village is attacked, even though they in the let's say the third Hokage's time, right, when Konohamaru was a little kid, even then they had this drill. What happens when an enemy attacks? Let's go here, and they were mostly primitive too. Yeah, okay, they had superpowers, but the thing is, they have soldiers that are dings trained to fight titans, and but they didn't have a procedure that would make the escape from titans in case of a wall breach easy. Like, look at the shape the city was built. It was so complicated. There was such a complicated build. Like, for me, like, if you are that weak, like a normal human, then you have to prepare for it better. Like, I'm like overanalyzing it, but I wouldn't give the anime 10 out of 10 because it felt like the people lived in it for the first time, for the most part.
Technically, yes, because they lost their memories in a century ago. So everything was reset. They had to learn
Yeah,
everything.
but not everyone all the time was reset.
Yeah, but the ones that weren't reset really didn't care about what happened outside.
Yeah.
The only protection they had was a Survey Corp, and they had a mortality rate of, what was it?
70%.
70% mortality rate. So they had an imminent threat that was always around the wall. And the only protection they had wasn't even running away because the Titans were faster than them.
Yeah, but most seconds didn't run.
Most, but you can never guess. And probably normal walking Titans are faster than humans.
Yeah, so why didn't they plan for an underground escape?
Wasn't the wall also underground? They have a good technologically technolog I can't even speak. Could they even do something underground? Well, they had the city underground where Levi was.
Yeah.
Still feel like it makes sense the way that they are full of fear and terror
Yeah,
whenever they
they are
see
full of fear. That's not what I'm complaining about. I'm complaining about
it.
the lack of preparation for certain situations that were obvious that they were gonna happen. But let's skip over that. Even then, most characters from there are boring.
True, but then again, most characters died.
Yeah, that was the most interesting part of a character, their death.
True.
Like,
Well, let's not stay at the same anime for
No,
10 minutes.
okay, just this one. The most interesting characters were Armin and Jean and Levi because he was a badass. But Eren was like, he always like talked big. Yeah.
But couldn't do shit
Yes. And
until season four.
until season 4, yeah. And Mikasa was always so annoying with her obsession. I understand her obsession, but it was still annoying. I
True.
would give it a 9 out of 10. Just this one point is just because all characters, like 98% of characters, are just plain boring. Like,
I'd
none of
still
them.
give it a 10 out of 10 because the focus of the show wasn't the boring characters. I think
It actually should have been.
I probably gave it a 10 out of 10 because the stuff that happened that surprised the hell out of me probably made me think, okay, if I could, I would give it a 11 out of 10. Because I was really obsessed with Attack on Titan, I binged the entire show because I heard about season 4 and then I watched it from season 1.
Yeah, I don't say anything about that.
So
But
I binged it and I really enjoyed watching it. Every arc that happened was interesting. The premise of it was really interesting.
I don't say anything about that. The premise was really interesting. The anime was really well made. Just the characters are fucking boring. And
Okay, that's your opinion. I found some of them were pretty
yes, some
funny.
of them. Like, you can
Well,
count them on one
how many
hand.
important characters were there? The only characters that actually had a character arc were the nine people that survived at the end. The others were meant to die.
Don't say anything about the others. Alone, the main character is completely boring. And look at other main characters. Like, at some point, he should have, before he lost his mind in season 4 and become like this total psychopath, he should have at one point developed a personality quirk.
His personality, Craig, was anger.
Everyone has anger, but that was like his, like that was his entire thing. Like, Meliodas is the sin of wrath, and anger wasn't his thing.
True. Well,
Like,
okay, now I have to like cut it here
okay.
because 13 minutes passed and we only talked about the Attack on Titan.
Because you jerked the enemy off.
You jerked it off, you talked longer than me. Anyway, Konosuba. You haven't watched that, right?
No.
Still haven't watched it.
I kind of don't want to watch it
Why?
because it's like it's a lot of dumb jokes and pervy jokes, and I'm not into that kind of joke.
I'm not a 5-year-old either, but the way they make these low effort jokes is creative and makes them high effort. I don't get it either what I just said, but I just think it's neat. Okay,
Yeah, but I
next.
wouldn't give it 10 out of 10
You haven't
either.
even watched it, so your opinion just doesn't count. Re:Zero, 10 out of 10. You can't say anything about it that either.
From what I've heard, it's a good anime, and until I watch it, I can't say that like 10 out of 10 is a bad review. But from what I've heard, it's definitely over 7, at least.
Yes, it's definitely over 7. I showed it Amy and I. He told me that I scarred him for life. I really have to show it to you someday. We're gonna watch it together. Okay, Jujutsu Kaisen, you haven't watched that either!
I'm waiting for that because we wanted to watch the German one with our mom after we finished Fullmetal Alchemist Brotherhood with her.
But you have to have the experience of the Japanese stuff.
I probably wouldn't have watched it in Japanese anyway. Like, I would just watch the funny moments in Japanese, because the fighting moments, it really doesn't matter what kind of language they speak. And I prefer good dubs. Like, if it's a bad dub, I don't watch it. But I prefer good English dubs over Japanese dub, because I don't need to focus on the like. I read at a sixth grader level.
I'm even worse, but at least I understand some things in Japanese, so I don't have to read the entire sentence.
Yeah, you have that workout for you. I don't. I have to read that shit, and at some point is like, I'm watching a scene sometimes 3 times just to get what happened there.
Why do you watch it 3 times when you can just pause it and read? Or do you mean something about the animation, but that's a different matter?
Like, I watch it once,
yeah?
Then it was too fast, so I rewind it, then I read the complete thing, and then I rewind it back to see the animation. If there is a good animation. If it's like two people standing in a room and talking, that's...
then there's only two.
Maybe. If it's a long sentence, maybe even four. But most of the time, I just have to rewatch at least twice. Just for once, I read what they say and then I watch what they do. Okay, move on.
Next one. Bleach. Minus the fillers, 9 out of 10.
You have to count the fillers, because...
I didn't count the fillers.
You have to, because you counted the fillers for Naruto as well.
No, I discounted them. I also...
I didn't count.
I just haven't fixed it, but Naruto and Naruto Shippuden are also a 9 out of 10. Well, maybe Naruto 8 out of 10 and Naruto Shippuden 9 out of 10. Because in Naruto, the kid is really annoying.
I swear to God, Naruto was so annoying. So yeah. I would rather give the original series Naruto 7, maybe. But Naruto Shippuden, definite 9, close to 10.
Yeah, so Bleach,
and
9 out of 10. Naruto Shippuden, 9 out of 10.
Bleach was good at first. But, like, Ichigo missing an overall drive through the series, like, they had to have shit happen to Ichigo's friends and family, so he would get off his ass. Like, that's my only problem with that show.
True, but they even talked about it in the show. Like, they Zangetsu, the spirit, was it? Or do I remember something wrong? They talked about the issue that Ichigo doesn't have a drive. The thing where his inner world was underwater. Like, there were no hopes, there were no goals he aspired to accomplish.
Yeah.
And that's because the entire world of skyscrapers went underwater.
Okay.
They even address it in the series.
Yeah, that but that's not the problem. He still doesn't have it.
True. But like, he's not the only character in the series. I just want to say...
But if you are the main focus, you should have a drive. Unless you're a comedy series like One Punch Man. And Saitama isn't even the main focus, because he only comes in last. He's like Kakashi on a mission.
Genos has more character development than Saitama.
Yeah, Saitama is like the cleanup crew.
True. Okay, let's not start rambling. Next one. What was the English name from that again?
Gakko Kaiden.
Gakko Boku no Kaiden.
Oh!
Ghost Stories! Yes.
Ghost Stories! 10 out of 10.
I gave it a 9 out of 10 for the dub because well, some things were repetitive. The little brother was very annoying.
For some reason, I loved his annoyingness.
I hated it.
I remembered you when you were smaller.
I don't, so don't talk about it. Carnival Phantasm.
Wait, I want to talk about Ghost Stories.
What is there to talk about that doesn't make us... I forgot the name.
Just for the sentence, she's a bitch and a ghost. Nice. Yeah. She's a ghost and a bitch. Is just for that, it deserves a 10 out of 10. I love the cat so much. There.
Yeah, the dub was...
gold.
It was golden, yeah. Carnival Phantasm, 9 out of 10.
Not
you
watched.
Haven't watched it. You haven't even watched Fate. Like,
yeah, I don't...
Fate Zero. Fate Stay
like,
Night
I started
and
it, but it wasn't really, like... I couldn't connect with it.
Okay, Haikyuu, you haven't watched that either.
Wait, Haikyuu, we watched it together.
We watched it together?
3 seasons with
oh,
the mother.
Oh, yeah, right.
You fucking idiot.
Okay, what do you have to say about it?
10 out of 10.
10 out of 10?
Yeah, why would you give it less? It's funny. It's a sports anime. If you went into a sports anime and expected something like in Fate... Like, the animation is top, like, 10 out of 10, like, there is no episode where the animation is garbage. The humor is always on point. I watched the Japanese and German. German is so much better than the Japanese, I swear to God.
But I don't know. I don't remember why I gave it a 9 out of 10. But it feels like it doesn't deserve that last point.
Why not? Like, you watch it and you're hyped to play volleyball. There were
True,
so
it
many...
made me want to play volleyball, even though I'm one of the, if not the most...
Laziest piece of garbage on this planet.
Yes.
Haikyuu is easy 10 out of 10. All 3 seasons that I watched were 10 out of 10 right now. Especially hype moments like his first time this sprint attack where he aced that, he spiked that ball. It didn't count.
When he spiked that ball...
His first
90%
time.
Of the series.
I said his first time, like when he gets these serious killer eyes.
Oh yeah, right.
And he spiked that ball for the first time, or when Nishinoya saved the ball with his foot,
oh,
or
sure.
He turned himself into a pretzel just to take one of what was the that guy's name? End of season 3 that they fought.
Ushiwaka?
Yeah, that shithead. Like, he turned himself into a bristle just to take one of his spikes.
Oh yeah, right, I remember that.
Like, Nishinoya alone makes the series a 10 out of 10.
Okay.
Oh, Guardian Deity.
Next one, Kekkai Zenzen. 9 out of 10.
10 out of 10.
9. Not really. It felt like there wasn't much.
I agree. Nine out of 10. I agree with you. But the reason why I agree with you, not a 9 out of 10, is because he came to the city to help his sister, and then didn't do shit about it. Like,
that's funny. I just remembered why I gave it a 9 out of 10. Because, what was it called? King of Despair?
Yes.
I liked him, but he didn't have much screen time. That's my reasoning.
I wonder what the other king was like, the long-haired one whose eyes were covered. I like that one. He's an ass.
He was funny.
He's an ass.
Okay, let's finish the 9 out of 10s. Okay. Assassination Classroom.
1 out of 10. Why would you give it a 9 out of 10? Like, what was the reason that you didn't give him this last point?
It was a great show, but rewatching it made me realize that it's pretty slow. It
okay.
felt really slow, and sometimes it shined the spotlight on characters that I really didn't care about.
Okay, that's an opinion that I can say. Okay, if you want to give it 9 out of 10 for that reason, when you want to take a point away from for that reason, I get it.
Okay, something that you haven't watched. Black Clover, 9 out of 10. The one point that's missing was the first 20 episodes until it really picked up. And then it was just going uphill the entire time.
I still haven't reached episode 20, man. like it wasn't because it's boring.
Mm-hmm.
Right, it's because there are so many shows that I already know are good that I want to watch. Like, I'm watching four series at a time, like four or five,
mm-hmm.
and it already overwhelms me because I also read Solo Leveling and play a lot of video games. Like, I'm more of a video game player than an anime watcher. Like,
true. Yeah,
that's why. Too many anime overwhelm me. Like, I can't spend the entire day watching anime because I want to play a game. I like my fingers have to move and I can't keep eating.
True.
Like, I'm only eating just because my hands are free.
Okay, next one. JoJo Part 5. You haven't watched Part 5.
I only watched part 1 and 2 and the beginning of 3.
You are still at the most boring ones.
I know.
If you suffer through part 3, part 4 picks up really well.
Yeah, but I have to sit through part 3 and I already sit through part 1 and 2 and I just don't want to anymore.
Understandable. Demon Slayer, 9 out of 10.
Why 9 out of 10?
Again, rewatching it made me realize some arcs are longer than I remember. And it really felt like they dragged some things out.
Yeah, but that's a typical shonen.
Yeah, that's why I kind of started despising shonen.
I kind of like them dragging it out sometimes. Because, like, I don't know why. It's like sometimes they drag it out, but it doesn't feel like they drag it out because they fill it with good things. But Kimetsu no Yaiba, so Demon Slayer, does the Mugen Train arc count in the 9 out of 10 or not?
No, that's just the first season.
Oh, just the first season?
Yeah.
Okay. I would say
I generally don't count movies, except for things like Your Name that are standalone things and not part of a series. But I guess I have to
with Demon Slayer because
it's technically the next season.
It was an entire arc. The movie was an entire arc.
Yeah, so probably I have to score it. So a 10 out of 10 probably.
Because just the movie or...
Just the movie.
Just the movie. The Kimetsu no Yaiba, So Demon Slayer, I don't see why I shouldn't give it 10 out of 10. I just don't
Okay.
see it.
Yeah.
But on the other hand, I don't see why it should be 10 out of 10. It's like in this middle stage where it's really, really good, but I just don't feel like giving it the 10.
Feels like doesn't deserve it, right?
But if we count the movie in, then it's easy 11 out of 10.
That
Just
score
because
doesn't
of one
exist.
phrase.
Said your heart ablaze?
Yes.
Okay.
And the movie, they fucking nailed the animation. Like, I was wondering what he did in the few panels that showed movement. And
Yeah.
the animation was so perfectly describing what I felt when I saw what happened
It
there.
was really well made, yeah.
Yeah, and I read the manga, so I can say, like,
You can fanboy about it.
yeah.
Okay, Isekai Quartet, you haven't watched it.
No.
Fire Force, you haven't watched it.
I started to, but I thought it was. It didn't. Like, it was like Fate. It didn't connect with me.
Okay. Mushoku Tensei, you haven't watched it.
What does Mushoku Tensei?
Jobless Reincarnation. An Isekai. But,
Yeah, I haven't seen it.
yeah, that. It's a really good one. And I don't even remember what this one is. Holy Night Light. What was that? Why did I give it a 9 out of 10?
What is it?
It's something from Arknights.
Yeah, I see
The
it.
animated
Characters
short
in.
for the Arknights smartphone one-year anniversary. I don't remember what happened.
Okay, I didn't watch it, so we can skip it.
We can't skip it, and that's the last one from the 9 out of 10.
Yeah, you need
Wait.
to fix Naruto.
Yes.
Why did you give Angel Beats an 8 out of 10?
Why? Would you give it more or less?
I know, I don't know. I wanna know what your reasoning is. Why it's so high up, but not that.
It was a good show. It had many funny
Okay,
moments.
scratch that. I'm disappointed. Magi, the Labyrinth of Magic is not 9?
Yeah,
Why?
because the pervertedness didn't connect with me.
There was less perversion in it than fucking Assassination Classroom. There was like one scene where they showed nipples. And like four scenes where Aladdin jumped at some girl's breasts.
Now that I think about it, why didn't Aladdin, was it right? The blonde haired? I mean,
Alibaba is a blonde haired.
Alibaba. Aladdin was fourth Magi. Why Alibaba, I don't know how to pronounce it in English, had such a high scale like strength development?
During what time?
The anime is 25 episodes. He
Yeah.
starts weak as shit.
But he
And at the
wasn't
end,
weak.
he wasn't weak, but in the beginning, for example, where they had the coup d'etat, he wasn't really strong. And then, just at the end, he was one of the strongest.
Yeah, but you have to see what happened. Number one, he didn't know anything about Magui, and he went to the Colosseum to train it, right?
Oh, true.
And there
Okay, I
was a
remember why
second
I am.
Magui flow in him.
I remember why I gave it an 8 out of 10.
What?
The classic bullshit friendship shit.
But it's not bullshit friendship if it's already like integrated into the ability.
Do you mean did you mean the second Magar flow in him?
No, I
I
mean the
think
rook.
about I think about the fucking black djinn at the beginning at the coup d'état from his best friend.
Huh?
It felt so cheesy.
It was cheesy, but it was
It
very
was.
well integrated into the lore of this the show, because the black djinns used black rook, which were just corrupted rook, and yeah.
I don't like it.
But don't you like it?
The cheesy shit.
That's something else. I have no problem if you say I don't like cheesy shit, but it wasn't out of nowhere, like, which is a good example for bullshit power of friendship.
Fairy tale.
No, it's integrated in the magic lore, like magic is connected to emotions and stuff. So when your friends are in danger, then you need the power boost and the magic reacts to it. Like, I understand
Okay,
why they put it
that's just
there.
fucking bullshit from the mangaka then.
He
Having a
put it.
power system designed to boost your powers for the fucking protagonists is just cheap writing.
Actually, all characters that fight for someone they care about become get a boost, and it's always because just at the beginning he said the mangaka integrated that magic reacts to emotion, like
Why haven't the villains figured that one out yet?
they might have figured it out, but really. Are you really gonna sacrifice your life for some cheap garbage?
Speaking of villains, why the hell did the villain in Magi just think, hey, let me just destroy the world? Where else am I gonna live? You're too quiet, I'm right.
It's garbage, it's garbage.
It's a
But
garbage villain, yes.
you can
Can we
also say
wrap
that,
up the episode?
yeah,
I
we can
have
wrap
to
up.
edit it.
So we are going to talk about an hour more.
We're going to the eight score to the anime.
Like, yeah, the villain is garbage. I would give it a 9 out of 10 because it's really well animated. The story is very good. And even though I don't really care for the cheesy shit either, I also love it.
I couldn't care less for the entire arc with the pirates, child pirates.
Yeah, you don't like children in the
I
first place.
wanted everything, single one of them to die.
That's why you love the black haired dude. What was his name?
The prince?
Yeah, that
Yeah.
stupid ass one arm Jigo.
Yes.
Like, you liked him because I don't know, you liked him because he was a psychopathic killer.
Yes.
Yeah.
I like me my psychopathic killers.
Yeah, one of your favorite characters is fucking, like, what?
Accelerator.
Accelerator, yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, let's wrap up the episode. Thank you
Yeah.
for listening to our 13-minute rambling over Attack on Titan.
That's
And
your fault for giving it the 10 out of 10 when you
it's your
shouldn't
fault
have.
for rambling about it so
You
long.
gave it a 10 out of 10 without it deserving it.
Anyway,
If I hadn't talked about it, would have given Haikyuu a 9 out of 10. Like, just shut the fuck up.
so this entire episode was meant for you to thrash me about my anime taste.
Like, you have a great taste, but you have a garbage scoring system. Like, you focus.
I'm mostly focused on feeling. Like, I'm
It's
not.
very random.
I. It's mostly random.
Yeah.
I sit down and look at a title and think, hey,
What the?
can I remember something that I can say bad about the anime? Attack on Titan, I couldn't really think about it.
Yeah, but
I
you
thought about the
also.
characters, but I couldn't really say, okay, it's a bad aspect from the anime.
It's not a bad aspect, it's boring. But.
And boring is bad!
Not for everyone. Like, people like reading. Some people like reading, so there has to be something that is not boring to them.
Okay. Guys, write in the comments that he is wrong about reading. I don't
Not
read,
me.
but I know that some things are really interesting. ReZero, one of my favorite anime. It started as a light novel. Someone had to have read it, so it became an anime.
Yeah, but then you have the boring shit.
Yeah,
Like
but there was
Shakespeare.
always boring shit.
Yeah, like the characters in Attack on Titan.
There's always boring shit. Wait, I'm going to open my worst rated anime. Just for one example. One minute.
If there's one thing that I like in there, I swear to God, I'm gonna smack you.
Movies don't count. OVAs don't count. Special and things like that don't count. Where are my worst rated things? How many movies did I watch? How many OVAs are there?
What the fuck is
Then,
your problem?
okay. Assassin's Creed, there you have it. 1 out of 10. Get shit on. There's always boring shit. Death March. Smartphone.
Is a guy's smartphone? What? How much did you give it?
2 out of 10.
I need to smack you for
No!
that. You have to give it a one out of it's garbage.
No, the one extra point was just because of the waifu.
What waifu?
The green haired, a little bit, but mostly the lizard girl.
Oh, the lizard girl. What this was? It was a death march. The lizard girl. I mean
Oh wait,
the
Isekai, smartphone.
the smartphone anime. Why did you give that a 2 out of 10?
Wait, I need to look at the characters. Bad anime that I gave one extra point is most likely because of waifu material.
But they're all garbage.
I'm going for looks, not for character. For
Okay.
example, the samurai girl.
Yeah, the samurai girl has a good look. I can't deny that. But it's
Yeah.
still a garbage
Things I
anime.
can look up.
So that's why I was telling you your scoring system is garbage. If you are going to give a garbage anime one extra point because there is one girl that you like from the looks, not even from the character, from the looks, then you deserve to be spit on. Everyone in the comments roast him for giving the smartphone anime a
Write
2 out of 10.
spit in the comments.
Yeah, write spin in the comments. Write hashtag garbage taste.
Okay, now you're going too far. Okay, anyway,
Yeah,
we again rambled for 5 more minutes. Let's wrap up. Thank
hashtag brain tumor.
Imagine someone in the comments actually having a brain tumor. That would be funny as fuck.
It would be dark but funny. We are so going to be canceled at some point.
We're going to cancel this episode. So,
Just because of that
yes, I'm not going to cut it. So, thank you guys for watching. You can follow us.
brain
True,
tumor.
that only counts for the ones on YouTube.
But even that, it won't be a video. It would be just some picture where our like voices are played.
Thank you for listening.
That's more like it.
Thanks for listening, and you can follow us on YouTube, like I just said. on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, Amazon Music, and Deezer. You know, don't make that joke again. That's a low one. You can follow us on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, TikTok. Everything is at Brain Crumbs Pod.